Report of Assistant Superintendent Harry Scott, May 24, 1913. The following pages contain a correct copy of the report of Assistant Superintendent Harry Scott, dated May 24, 1913, and sent to the National Pencil Company on May 26, 1913. Astor and Supton H.S. reports, Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday, May 24, 1913. This morning, the Negro James Conley sent for City Detective John Black, as he stated that he was going to tell him the truth. I accompanied Detective Black to James Connolly's cell at police headquarters. When Connolly voluntarily stated that he had written notes for Mr. Frank on Friday, April 25, 1913, and that as he recalled it, Mr. Frank made him address the notes, "Dear Mother, that long, tall black Negro did this by himself." It will be noted from previous reports that James Connolly's handwriting bears a very strong resemblance to the handwriting on the notes found beside the body of Mary Fagan in the basement of the National Pencil Company's factory, and today we had Connolly write again what he claimed Mr. Frank told him to write on Friday, April 25th, and he wrote almost an exact facsimile of the handwriting that is on the notes found beside the slain girl, and today he made no effort whatever to disguise his handwriting. Detective Black and myself then took Connolly up to the office of Chief of Detectives Lanford, and an affidavit copy of which is herewith enclosed was taken from Connolly. I then went to the courthouse, as I had been subpoenaed as a witness to appear before the grand jury, and at 12 o'clock noon I went before the grand jury as a witness and gave testimony in behalf of the state against Leo M. Frank. The grand jury adjourned at 1:15 p.m. and returned a true bill of indictment against Leo M. Frank, charging him with the murder of Mary Fagan. Several other witnesses were heard by the grand jury during its session today. James Connolly was then taken before Solicitor General Hugh Dorsey, to whom he repeated the affidavit he made to Detective Black and myself this morning, and all efforts to shake his story proved to be unsuccessful, and Connolly states that he will stick to this story until the end, as it is the absolute truth. Detective Black and myself then took Connolly to the jail, as it was our intention to place Leo M. Frank and Connolly together and have Connolly repeat his statement in Mr. Frank's presence. However, Mr. Frank refused to grant us an interview and stated that we would have to see his attorney, Luther Z. Rosser, before gaining an entrance to his cell with the Negro Connolly. Shortly after noon today, Detective Black and myself went to the National Pencil Company and interviewed Messrs. Darley and Schiff, the only two men who would have likely been inside of Mr. Frank's office about 1 o'clock p.m. Friday, April 25th, when Connolly alleges to have been in there with Mr. Frank, Mr. Darley stated that he was at lunch at that hour, and Mr. Schiff is not at all positive as to his movements at that particular time, and cannot say positively whether or not he was in or about the office at 1 o'clock p.m. on April 25th. After returning to police barracks with Connolly, an effort was again made to shake his statement, but he stuck to it that what he told us this morning as being the truth was positively the truth, and stated that any efforts on our part to break the story down would be worthless and a waste of time. I discontinued at 6 o'clock p.m., reported Atlanta, 5/26/13.